Let's talk about your new CD, the title track Fingerprints, and also the name of the album. It's going to be dropping on the 6th of June, and just 3 days before that, you're going to be in our neck of the woods playing at JD Legends in Franklin, which is about 15 minutes from where I'm sitting. So I imagine you guys are all excited about the new CD.
We are, you know, it's been a year or two since we've had a full-length record out, and this record is very special to us. We're ready to have new music out there for the fans, and we've kind of lived with this record for a number of months now, and it's exciting that it's finally coming out. So yeah, we've been having a blast playing new songs live, and the best litmus test is to play new songs for the fans and see how they react. And so far so good. We've had a lot of fun this year playing these songs out on tour.
I'll bet. And you know, one thing about the album, because I've had a chance to hear a track or so online. I don't want to call it a departure, because it's not really a departure from what you guys have done, but there's definitely a bit more of a, see if you would agree with that, a little bit more of a party feel to this particular CD.
I think, yeah, we've come back full circle, I believe, to where when we first started as a band, and where we all met in college, and this was us just sitting in a room, the four of us, and just playing music and making the music we kind of wanted to make, and we're happy with the end result, and so we're excited and hope everybody falls in love with it like we did.
And of course, you also kind of expanded your songwriting chops on this CD too.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten to, I'd like to think that every time we go in the studio, we get a little better, and we wrote all these songs, you know, over the span of a year, and so we were out on tour a lot and just writing songs and on our tour bus, and so.
Is that a little more difficult? Because I mean, so a lot of people, a lot of songwriters that I talk to, you know, they have their own ways of wanting to get their inspirations and so forth. But I guess when you guys are on the road, you really don't have, you know, you don't have anything really to say about that. And I mean, how is it trying to balance that, to come up with ideas and write while you're on a road heading down an interstate somewhere?
Well, you got to find that balance. And you know, when you first start out, you have all this time to write music. And when you get a little bit of success and start touring a whole bunch like we do every year, then you gotta, you know, you gotta keep writing music, and so yeah, you just find new ways to be inspired, and we've been lucky enough in this business to meet a lot of songwriting friends and buddies, and so we'll have them out on the road sometimes, and it's fun to bring different perspectives into your writing.
I can imagine that, too. Now, there's another aspect of touring, too, and, you know, having spoken with many artists over the years, let's face it, touring is fun in one respect, because you get out there with the fans, you get to, you know, perform on stage, you get to see the excitement of the crowds and all that, and then there's the other side of touring, which is, you know, being on the road, being on the bus, you know, sometimes waking up and not really realizing at first where in the heck you are. How do you guys manage to I guess keep it light on the bus? What do you guys do along those lines?
We finally kind of found a balance of touring, and like I tell everybody, you know, the work part is the actual travel and being away from home, and that's kind of our work. When we get on stage, you know, that's, we don't consider that work. We consider that, you know, what we came to do, and that's the fun part of this job is the moments we're on stage and writing music and all that. But you know, you just got to find that balance, and we've been blessed over the years to kind of be able to create that balance, and so, you know, we've got kiddos now, and we've made it a point to be home, and because we used to be road dogs, and we still may be do it to some point, but you know, we were gone 250 days plus a year. And now that we have kiddos, we've made sure, and families, we've made sure that you know, we make sure we make it home every week to remind them what we look like, and it's really been nice for us, and we've kind of found that balance.
And I guess there's maybe some similarities to what a performer does on stage and what we do in radio, because you know, people have always, you know, told me, you know, the typical line is, I want to be in radio when I grow up, and I tell them you can't do both. So, you can't be in radio and grow up. So, but June 3rd, you guys are going to be at JD Legends in Franklin, Ohio, and which is a great venue. I mean, I've been at a number of shows there, and the people are all very, very cool. What can folks expect when you guys get out here on June 3rd?
Man, we're ready to rock. We've done support for so long. This year it's been fun just for us to get out and do our full set. And with the new record coming out, it's fun to throw in new songs here and there every night. And that's the best litmus test of a song is just to play it out live, like we always do, and see how the fans react. And so they can expect, you know, the hits, and they can expect some of the new stuff, and of course, you know, older stuff that you know, we've been together 17 years, and we had records before the hits too, and so it's been fun playing a mixture of old and new, and the songs that kind of broke us.
Do you guys kind of feel like, you know, maybe you're now at the point where you feel like you're, you know, maybe really veterans of the business, having, you know, been in it, like you say, now 17 years?
No, I don't think so. I think we're still looking for the next big thing and how we can take it even further. And so in this band, we've always felt like, you know, there's always something around the next corner, and so we're looking forward to it, whatever that is, and we keep on working towards that.
Do you like the intimate shows better than the stadium or the bigger the shows? Because I know you guys, you toured with Kenny Chesney and some people like that. Well, what do you, is there something you like best, or do you like it all?
I tell you what, we love it all. But yeah, there's something to be said about an intimate crowd and people there to see you and people who bought tickets to come see you, and that's fun for us, just because we get to kind of take the reins and do what we want on stage, and it's also fun to be able to experiment with new songs and change the set list up every night and do something different. So, but I mean, there's nothing like the rush of walking out on stage in a big stadium or arena, and there's that rush too. It's all different with its different, you know, nuances. But yeah, it's still just live music, man, and we'd love to get out there and do it, no matter where it is.
You know, and you raise a very good point there, James, because I know even for us in radio, you know, when there's some big show somewhere, like I remember, it's been a number of years ago, but I emceed George Strait's Country Music Festival in Columbus, and you know, you walk out on stage to bring a group on, there's like 90,000 people in Ohio Stadium, and you're like, whoa, you know.
It is. And Chesney was amazing. That was that's probably the most amazing tour we've done. And you know, you walk out the first show, you walk out into a stadium. I think it was in Florida, and we were just like, holy cow, this is real life. And so, yeah, you get the butterflies from that, and you just take it all in, because it was just such a blessing. And so, you know, it every show is different, and that's kind of why the music business is so fun. It's every day is different.
No two ways about that. I completely understand what you're talking about. Well, James, it's been a wonderful opportunity to be able to talk with you. And best of luck on the new CD, Fingerprints. It comes out on June the 6th. And, of course, I know a lot of people around the Miami Valley are going to be looking forward to seeing you guys when you come to JD Legends just a few days ahead of that on June the 3rd. Appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today.
Hey, thank you.